We deserved a victory today. We always knew it was going to be an exceptionally difficult game against Leyton Orient. They're a very, very good team. Even though we won down at Brisbane Road earlier on in the season, they were in the first 45 minutes they were much better than us. But we managed to get two goals down there in the first half and come away winning by 3-2. But today was very similar, very close game between the two of us. They probably started better than us. But we got the first goal, and it was a great start by us. Orient, though, at times kept possession very well, and we were on the back foot. We had to work exceptionally hard, but we got a quality second goal. It was a brilliant ball from Michael Jones, straight on the head of Andy Drury, and Andy's had a long time to think about what he was going to do with it, to be honest, and he just picked his spot back in the far corner, and we end up going ahead 2-1, and after that, I really couldn't see us losing the game because, you know, I'm so proud of this bunch of boys. That's our third game in 7 days. You only got to do the math to appreciate how tough it is to keep going out game after game after game. We've been on this incredible run where we've been playing 2 games a week, as you well know, John. You've been here. It's been a monumental ask, and I'm almost using the same players every week. But I'm so proud of the way they wear the shirt. They wear the shirt with pride. They give everything each and every game. I've got 12 players out of contract in the summer here, and they're fighting for their lives at the moment. They've been an incredible bunch to work with. I'm very, very fortunate to have this group of players, and that was very much in evidence today, I think, in the performance.
The one change you did make was to bring in young Gwyn Edwards. I mean, yeah, were you surprised how well he did, given that must have been his first start for a long time?
Well, he came on, if you remember, the other night against Tranmere and did quite well. And with our league position as obviously improved in the last two matches, totally clear that relegation zone, jumped up into the top half, we can sort of take a little bit of a risk in our team selection. But in my opinion, I don't think Gwion is too much of a risk. He's come from a Premier League club. And he just showed what he can do today. He loves to get forward. He loves to join in. He loves to score goals. He's brave. He's a tough little cookie, you know. Big Cuthbert, he's not an enjoyable guy to play against. He certainly lets you know that you're in a football match. And I thought Gwion really stood up to him very well. He stood up to everything that was thrown at him today, and he came through it with flying colours. And you know, I was very proud of him to say that he's actually one of our players at the moment. So. It was a bit shattered, I think, the last 10 minutes or so, but he kept going right to the final whistle. I had no intention of taking him off. I just felt it was best to leave him on, and he's done brilliant for us today, as everyone else has done. I think you noticed in the last 15 minutes or so, my back four, there was just no way that Orient were going to score. You know, they basically laid down a marker, and they just said there's just no way, so much so that they had a shot, I think, in minute from the end. Big Carl McFadzean just dived full length on the floor and chested it clear, which says everything about him. And when they were chucking balls in the box from free kicks and corners and throw-ins in those last 2 or 3 minutes, you could always see McFadzean rising above everyone else and sticking his head on it. He's my John Terry. He really is my John Terry. It's no surprise that since Mourinho's gone back to Chelsea, he's kind of brought John Terry out of retirement, put him back into his team, and Chelsea are looking like the old Chelsea, defensively solid with Terry in the middle of it. And McFadzean's my John Terry. He's just been amazing for this football club, and I was just exceptionally proud of his performance today.